small urn. "This is very moving," said Boffo. On a dais on the opposite side of the quadrangle was a fat clown in baggy trousers, huge braces, a bow tie that was spinning gently in the breeze, and a top hat. His face had been painted into a picture of misery. He held a bladder on a stick. The clown with the urn reached the dais, climbed the steps, and waited. The band fell silent. The clown in the top hat hit the urn carrier about the head with the bladder. Once, twice, three times. The urn bearer stepped forward, waggled his wig, took the urn in one hand and the clown's belt in the other, and with great solemnity poured the ashes of the late brother Bino into the other clown's trousers. A sigh went up from the audience. The band struck up the clown anthem, "The March of the Idiots," and the end of the trombone flew off and hit a clown on the back of the head. He turned and swung a punch at the clown behind him, who ducked, causing a third clown to be knocked through the bass drum. Colon and Nobby looked at one another and shook their heads. Boffo produced a large red and white handkerchief and blew his nose with a humorous honking sound. "Classic," he said, "is what he would have wanted."
"Have you any idea what happened?" said Colon.
"Oh, yes. Brother Grinaldi did the old heel and toe trick and tipped the urn down..."
"I mean, why did Bino die?"
We think it was an accident," said Boffo.
"An accident?" said Colon flatly.
"Yes, that's what Dr. Whiteface thinks."
Boffo glanced upwards briefly. They followed his gaze. The rooftops of the Assassin's Guild adjoined the Fool's Guild. It didn't do to upset neighbours like that, especially when the only weapon you had was a custard pie edged with short crust pastry.
"That's what Dr. Whiteface thinks," said Boffo again, looking at his enormous shoes.
Sergeant Colon liked a quiet life, and the city could spare a clown or two. In his opinion, the loss of the whole boiling could only make the world a slightly happier place. And yet, honestly, he didn't know what had got into the watch lately. It was carrot, that's what it was. Even old Vimes had picked it up. We don't let things lie any more.
"Maybe he was cleaning a club sort of thing, and it accidentally went off," said Nobby.
He'd caught it too.
"No one would want to kill young Bino," said the clown in a quiet voice. "He was a friendly soul. Friends everywhere."
"Almost everywhere," said Colon.
The funeral was over. The jesters, jokers and clowns were going about their business, getting stuck in doorways on the way. There was much pushing and shoving and honking of noses and falling of prats. It was a scene to make a happy man slit his wrists on a fine spring morning.
"All I know is," said Boffo in a low voice, "that when I saw him yesterday he was looking very odd. I called out to him when he was going through the gates and..."
"How do you mean, odd?" said Colon.
"I'm detectoring," he thought, with a faint touch of pride. "People are helping me with my inquiries."
"Dunno. Odd. Not quite himself."
"This was yesterday?"
"Oh, yes, in the morning. I know, because the gate wrote to..."
"Yesterday morning?"
"That's what I said, mister. Mind you, we were all a bit nervous after the bang."
"Brother Boffo!"
"Oh, no," mumbled the clown.
A figure was striding towards them. A terrible figure. No clowns were funny. That was the whole purpose of a clown. People laughed at clowns, but only out of nervousness. The point of clowns was that after watching them, anything else that happened seemed enjoyable. It was nice to know there was someone worse off than you. Someone had to be the butt of the world. But even clowns are frightened of something. And that is the white-faced clown. The one who never gets in the way of the custard. The one in the shiny white clothes and the deadpan white makeup. The one with the little pointy hat and the thin mouth and the delicate black eyebrows.
Dr. Whiteface.
"Who are these gentlemen?" he demanded.
Boffo began.
"Night watch, sir," said Colon, saluting.
"And why are you here?"
"Investigating our inquiries as to the fatal demise of the clown Bino, sir," said Colon.
"I rather think this is guild business, Sergeant, don't you?"
"Well, sir, he was found in the ri-"
"I'm sure it is something we don't need to bother the watch with," said Dr. Whiteface.
Colon hesitated. He'd prefer to face Dr. Cruces than this apparition. At least the assassins were supposed to be unpleasant. Clowns were only one step away from mime artists, too.
"No, sir," he said. "It was obviously an accident, right?"
"Quite so. Brother Boffo will show you to the door," said the head clown. "And then," he added, "he will report to my office."